know who else from Brooklyn? John Forte.
Peace and love. This is John Forte, and I am in Montreal. Maybe I'm not, but I'm saying I am. Listening to 1690 AM CJ Low Radio. Now it's time to play my record.
Learn to get with my hands to do better, like dude, you know better.
You're listening to CJLO News. Despite the changeover at City Hall, some projects are continuing over from the Projet Montréal era, one being electrifying Montreal's bus fleet. Ensemble Montréal is still committed to working with the STM to continue the previously made promise of electrifying Montreal's bus fleet by 100% by the year 2040. Recent research out of Concordia has shown that electric buses in Montreal use more energy in the winter, but cost less to operate than diesel buses. Zulen Tien authored the report. Tien is a PhD candidate in environmental engineering at the Department of Building, Civil, and Environmental Engineering at Concordia. She looked into the efficacy of electric buses in Montreal, because most studies done on electric buses have been conducted in temperate climates and don't account for this city's harsh winters.
What we do is that we work with the STM, and also the STM in Montreal provides an ideal real-world test to analyze how the different factors in winter affect the energy efficiency and also the regenerative braking of electric buses.
Tien and her team analyzed over 50,000 operational records from 40 different electric buses across the different seasons. They found that energy consumption from electric buses is about 26% higher in winter, but they also found that electric buses run at 40 to 60% lower operating cost than diesel.
So when we talk about operating cost, that just focuses on the fuels, like fuel consumption and electricity consumptions. And also the diesel price is obviously higher than the electricity price in Canada, especially in Quebec, because we have lower hydro and also lower electricity price. So that's why make the whole operating cost much more lower than we thought.
Jen says the STM is considering her report. She is now part of a team analyzing thermal regulation systems in electric buses, trying to find ways of increasing the efficiency of vehicles in the winter. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
To On an Evening on CJLO 1690 AM. Welcome back, week three. Bit of a mix of stuff tonight. We're gonna start with some sort of, I don't know, dub inspired jazzy soul-y stuff. This is Grace Reflective Dub by Yasmin Lacey off her new project Till Dreams. Yeah, really, really gorgeous. We're gonna move through to some more guitar-y stuff. There's a new song by my friend Sola that I'm really excited to play. And then a bit of electronic stuff to end off. But I'll let you enjoy the song. Yasmin Lacey, Grace Reflective Dub. Again, Yasmin Lacey, Grace, Reflective Dub, off of new project, Till Dreams, came out about a month ago. I love her to pieces. She's got such a gorgeous voice. Next couple songs, we're going to stay in London in the beautiful sonic melting pot of my home city, which is, I don't know, infusions of jazz and soul and neo soul and I don't know, everything comes together, dub, reggae. This next song is by a band called Areglo, young jazz group, but they take influence from so many other genres. There's stuff, I mean this one again, dub inspired, but they've got other things that are even more psych rock influenced. They're really, really cool. This one has got Belka Bain on it, who such a gorgeous voice. I caught her a couple of years ago now, opening for Hack Baker, but one of my favorite voices in music again. Anyway, here it is.
Another ruined evening, quit crying on the floor. You gave me what I needed, so now I've got to give you what you want. Don't tell me you're an addict, you've always had a problem with you. You love it when I panic, you love it when somebody saves. Fighting yourself, where can I find you? When your green turns to brown again. And I say it all the time, 'cause you said it all the time, that I hope you find a better way down. No stranger to emotion, no stranger to a sin. Dabbling with potions, and can't nobody tell you shit. I guess you said you're dead inside, barely like firefighters, the petrified, terrified child inside him. I know he's open-minded, but so misguided. Oh, 'cause it's bad when it's bad.
I think that is one of my favorite songs from last year. Came out in September of 2024. Great album as well. A lot more, again, much more jazzy, but this one sticks out. It's a little bit different. Yeah, next up is another new one. The new Louse the Cat album, The Mocking Stars. I was really excited when I saw that one come out because he's been off-grid for years. He disappeared to like a farm in France or something along those lines, but yeah, it got announced like a few days, maybe a week before it came out. I saw it on the artist's Instagram. Great artist, can't remember the name, but go find out. But yeah, I've been replaying that album ever since. He creates such an incredible like soundscape. I don't know, he's such a good storyteller. And again, fusion of genres. God love London for that. But yeah, this one is Peonies for Breakfast. I think it's towards the end of the album. Hope you enjoy it.
I find the girl, but I seem far from breathless. She makes me smile and I'm hardly ever lonely. But each morning more it would seem I detest her. She's sweet so dark, but I've now come to own me. Some days I wake up to find she made breakfast. Change from the camels and the grace of Peroni. Most days I wake up and feel so depressed, cause I don't have a world as she does through peonies. I found a girl, but it seems kinda stressful. I've known for joy for a walk in the park or a nice meal and ice cream, a nice, nicely dressful. They seem to chase from my chest over darkness. This taste for life had me searching for quests, but she's got me taped to my bed like I'm dying. It hushed out my fears, making tunes at my desk, but now I hear them scream as I lie by her fires, man. When we hear fireworks, I look quick for proof. For I'm stuck with the force of the planes are arriving. Scrape out the land with a last final boom. She looks at the light, show her hand, lock the mind. Try learning nice when you know you're detestful. I wheeze out attempts like I'm losing a kilo. It's not nice to know for as much as it's blessed. All the blues seem to stitch onto me like I'm Lilo. I found a girl, but I seem far from breathless. She makes me smile and I'm hardly ever lonely. But each morning more it would seem I detest her. She sweeps the dark, but I've now come to own me. Some days I wake up to find she made breakfast. Change from the camels and the grays of Peroni. Those days I wake up and feel so depressed, cause I don't have a world like she does through peonies. Six pack of quill pad and penned a tune to declare love had landed, and asked in the song if she'd still turn the cat to a star, knowing how now he'd not much to give. Slowly the plant grew and soon see the last thing he wanted was being cursed and turned to a squid. So he told her in tune that the moon turns blue, still a lilac doing so it sewed that within. Cold in his wrecked chest kept him alive, so he wept for the hue he had kept as a friend.
tears made the sofa, the plant grew and bloomed with a violence we chased out of cold heat and soon he could no longer fight or deny that he felt in his heart more than soreness and wind. Star sung, lonely cat felt oh so happy, his plant grew fat and it soon started blossoming leaves. Slowly now hear limbs whip crack and grow twigs so sappy, he soon was a blossoming tree. Only when wings start flapping, look downwards to catch roots growing at the bottom of your feet. The cat howled, how's it always happen? As soon as a glowing sea shake, come bothering me. Lonely cat felt oh so happy, his plant grew fat and it soon started blossoming leaves. Slowly now hear limbs whip crack and grow twigs so sappy, he soon was a blossoming tree. Only when wings start flapping, look downwards and catch roots growing at the bottom of your feet. Cat howled, how's it always happen? As soon as some glowing sea shake, come bothering me. Lonely cat felt oh so happy, his bark grew fat and it soon started blossoming leaves. Slowly now hear limbs went crack and grow twigs so sappy, he soon was a blossoming tree. Only when wings start flapping, look downwards and catch roots growing at the bottom.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hello, this is Sal here, and you are at CJLO radio station.
That one, Girls Dance Alone by Rocky Road, Izzy Goldbow, and Samba Jean-Baptiste, who I saw open for Mark William Lewis a couple of weeks ago. Incredible stuff. Next up is a new one by Tara Lilly and King Krule. Always exciting when I see something with King Krule on it. Tropical Storm from her Quiet Nights EP, which is also a really cool one. Again, Tropical Storm, Tara Lilly and King Krule. I've realised that I have a bit more talking to do to fill the time than I thought I had to. So how are we all doing? I hope we're doing well on this Tuesday evening. I know it's assignments and finals season for a lot of people. I've had a lot of work to do. I've got loads of readings to do this week. I made the decision this week to deliberately firmer late grade because I started the assignment. Normally I leave my things all till the last minute, and I started the assignment and I thought, I am actually interested in this and I wanna give it the time that it deserves. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I haven't been as inspired by other projects I've had to do at uni so far. But yeah, this one I was like, I don't know, why have I left it so late? I was mad at myself for leaving it so late, which normally I'll just rush it. Anyway, I'm rambling a bit today. Next one we're gonna have is by the I can't remember what his name is again. My memory's failing me, but Canadian artist Homeshake. This one's a sample, and if you know me, I love a sample. So if you like Joey Badass, you might recognize this one. Yeah, this is Love Is Only a Feeling by Homeshake.
Thank you.
Moment by Fine, who I recently found out does the vocals for The Crying Nudes. I said in the first week I knew it was a project with Dean Blunt, but I found out I was doing my research and I found out that it was Dean Blunt and Fine on the vocals. Very reminiscent of like Hope Sandoval, I think, and Mazzy Star, and I don't know, beautiful, dreamy folky. That one came out just last week, yeah, November 19th. Beautiful. Next, I'm getting my CanCon in again. This one is By and By by Fog Lake. Drowning Out by You'll Never Get to Heaven. I think I played a song from them. I think it was last week. It might have been the week before. I don't know. Yeah, recent discovery. Again, while I was doing my Canadian research, because obviously I've got to get my 30% in. Really, really cool. Really cool vocals. Next up, another song that the vocals really stood out to me. Solar has just released a song, Solar or Solar Ray, has just released their track Gazebo, which I'm obsessed with. I feel like I'm probably the top listener on SoundCloud at the minute. It's super, super ethereal. I was really excited. My girlfriend actually played it to me before telling me that it was Solar, and I was like, wow, that song's really beautiful. And yeah, she was like, yeah, it's Solar, they performed it last night, which I was mad about because I wasn't there. I wasn't at the jam where it got performed. Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling. Better to just enjoy the track. Beautiful, beautiful song. Gazebo by Solar.
Oh, much I hate you. Not thinking of you.
Wow. Feel like we need to sit with that one for a second. Yeah. Powerful, emotive. I don't know. That one, it stuck out to me. Since it came out. Solar, really, really cool. Thank you for that one. Thank you for blessing our ears. Yeah, you can find that one on YouTube, Gazebo by Solar Ray, or on SoundCloud, Gazebo by Solar. Go and check it out. Go and check it out. I'm excited to hear more. Very excited. Solar, get making music. Yeah, also keep an eye out for they're in a band called Leopard Print too. So keep an eye out for anything from either of those names. Yeah. Right. Next up, going back a little bit, I think this was also last year. 2024. Love this album. One of my favorite albums from last year as well. This one is Life Is by Jessica Pratt.
Du 20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Infos et billets sur ridm.ca.
Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
CJLO 1690.
By a Fortet. I've been listening to a bit of Fortet recently. I was listening to this album just because I've seen so much of that Toronto Fred Again and Fortet gig. Obviously not so much the vibe for this show, but it looked incredible. It looked like such an incredible night. I've been obsessed with Fortet played like that new song by Rosalia, the really orchestral one, and Fred again mixed out of it into like this new dancey one he's got with Gabrielle and Paco Amoroso. Incredible. I really, really, really wish I was there. But I wasn't. Anyway. This one is... Yeah, we're keeping it electronic for the end. Kind of bringing it back up a little bit, actually. I need a bit more energy for... need a bit more energy for my journey home. Yeah, this song is Magpie by Caribou. Off slightly earlier album, I think, I'm not sure. Most of his stuff's a bit more dancey now, but yeah, Magpie. Us to the end of On an Evening this week, and I'm gonna skip the rest of this song, sorry. I really want to end with this one, Something About Us by Daft Punk, one of my favorite songs by them, one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite dance artists, favorite producers. Yeah, incredible. Thank you all for listening this week. Next week I'm hopefully going to have my friend Anna down so we can nerd out about music together. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you've had a lovely Tuesday evening. Sit with some Daft Punk to close off. Keep feeling like I want to keep talking, but I think I just need to let the music play out.
I might not be the right one. It might not be the right time. But there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share.